The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
Tonight, the La Platte Conference doubleheader in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Wood River Eagles. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And the rebound brought down by Dylan Mayfield, who had excellent defensive pressure that time to contest the shot. Rojas brings it into the front court on the left wing. Keeps it outside the arch, looks for the cutter. There's Boss, sneaks in and gets his first bucket of the ball game.
Tonight's girls' game features the second-ranked Lady Stars looking to stay undefeated, while the boys' game features the most improved team in the conference this season in Wood River. It's the Eagles and Stars coming up next, but first, the new Tex Heat pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Sports Randy Bushgar live from Hope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from new Tex Heat.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
In a La Platte Conference doubleheader, the girls' game decidedly in favor of Kearney Catholic, but now we turn our attention to the boys' game. Kearney Catholic comes in with a record of 4-5 on the season. They have lost four of their last five ball games. While Wood River comes in at 6-2, they have won four straight and five of their last six ball games. So they're on the uptick at 6-2. Kearney Catholic at 4-5, kind of reeling a little bit from two tough losses, one at home against North Platte St. Pat's in the conference holiday tournament, and then, of course, the loss last week at Overton after they led by 22 points in that basketball game. So let's give you our starting lineups as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your starting lineups look like this for the start for Wood River, the visiting team. It'll be Nate Baum, a 5'10 sophomore. He'll start with Jaime Rojas, 5'10 and a junior. Damian Martinez, 5'10 and a junior. Dylan Mayfield, 6'3 and a senior. Dan Bossart, 6 foot tall and a junior. Only one senior starts, but in talking with Dave Baugh before the game, during the JV game and everything, and he said, you know, it's just really a veteran, very headsy ball team that has a very high basketball IQ. So while they only have one senior starter, they will play like a much more experienced ball team, which they are because a lot of these kids have been starting for a couple of years here for Wood River. For Kearney Catholic, their two senior starters who had been injured will be making the start tonight. Matt Moore, a 5'9 senior with that sore ankle, will make the start. And also, so will Derek Jackson, 5'10, also a senior nursing a little bit of a leg injury. He'll make the start tonight, as well as his younger brother, Zach Jackson, a 6 foot tall junior. Blake Holtmeyer, 6'2", and a senior, will make the start, along with Nathan Howe, who is 5'10", and a junior, for head coach Scott Carlin. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Eagles and the Stars. We'll do that when we come back right after this timeout.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. So, again, the Kearney Catholic girls not having any problems at all against Wood River. They're now 11-0 on the season after their 58-32 win here at home. And now the Kearney Catholic boys will hit the court. And last time they played here, they lost. They lost a tough four-point game against North Platte St. Pat's in the holiday tournament. And then when they come back after the new year, they had a 22-point lead at Overton. They let that one slip away before falling in that game by a score of 68-67. And so Kearney Catholic kind of reeling here a little bit. Meanwhile, Wood River, as we mentioned, they've been playing pretty good basketball, including a win over Milford, who's 8-1. They beat 7-4 Ord by 14 points. That was a team that Kearney Catholic started in the early part of the season with, and they struggled and won by only 6. So on paper, Wood River may very well be the favorite in this basketball game. I don't think there's much of a question about that. So we really anticipate, especially with the game being here at Kearney Catholic, that this will be a very, very tight basketball game, as these two teams both like to pressure the ball and go full court and go right after each other. So we'll see what Scott Carlin for Kearney Catholic and Dave Boff or Wood River can get mustered here as we're just about ready to go. Holtmeyer will be doing the jumping here against Mayfield, and the tip is controlled by Kearney Catholic. So they've got possession of the basketball. Jackson will kick it off left side. Holtmeyer's got it. Thought about handing it off to Howe, but now he'll give it off on that left wing here for Derek Jackson. Derek will give it to Zach. Zach back to Derek, and they're going to direct traffic here as Wood River's going man-to-man. Now penetrating here is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. Nice extra pass on the inside, and the basket is up and good for Derek Jackson. So Jackson with his first 2 points of the night. Kearney Catholic very patient offensively. Got a very good look out of it, and they lead here 2-0 as we only played 30 seconds of basketball. Stars going man-to-man, and on the dribble on that right side is Damian Martinez. Martinez will get it out here for Rojas. Jaime Rojas will bounce pass it on the left side here for Martinez. Martinez, hand in his face, put there by Moore. They'll give it top of the circle here for Mayfield. Mayfield helps work it back around the perimeter as Rojas has it. Pass almost stolen away, but coming up with it is going to be Baugh, and Wood River has turned it over. Pass through the lane, and I think Baugh was expecting somebody to cut through there, and they did not, and so they turn it over. So here's Kearney Catholic in their second possession. And Jackson will give the ball back out here for Blake Holtmeyer. They work it inside for Howe. Howe's going to kick it out for Derek Jackson. Back to Howe, a little ball fake, a little runner on the baseline, too strong. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Bossart. So Bossart pulls down the rebound after Kearney Catholic missed the bucket on the baseline. And Martinez has it. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Here's a long three up and good. They kicked it out here for Baugh, and Baugh strokes in the three. And I'll tell you what, he caught that in rhythm. That ball wasn't in his hand very long at all. Little runner in the lane here for Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is fouled on his way to the basket, and he was putting up the shot, so he will head to the line for the first time tonight. The foul is going to be on Dan Bossart. That'll be his first, team's first. And to the free throw line is going to be Blake Holtmeyer to shoot two shots. And Holtmeyer's free throw is on the way, back of the iron, and no good. Blake on the season, 41 of 83 from the free throw line. He's been at the free throw line now 84 times and is shooting about 48% now as he missed the first of two free throws. Second free throw is on the way, and that one is also short, but he's able to track his own rebound. Off in the corner. They'll kick it out. Here's going to be a three-pointer for Dylan Messel, who just checked into the ball game. It is off the mark, and snag of the rebound is Wood River. Through a double team, with it is Rojas. Rojas kicks it off on the right side. Three-pointer, but an offensive rebound by Baugh, and Baugh will make the putback. So Wood River missed the three, but there is Baugh making the catch. It was almost as good as a pass. Holtmeyer off of a screen will give it to Mestel. Mestel in the lane, a little jump stop, takes it off glass, no good, and the rebound, it was off of his hands, I thought, but they're going to say it was last touch by Wood River. So Kearney Catholic will have the possession here. They'll get the team rebound as they try to inbound it, and it's stolen away. The pass by Harrison Pierce is intercepted, so Wood River comes up with the steal, and they've got the ball in the offensive zone. A ball fake there by Mayfield. They'll work it back around the perimeter. They get it to Baugh. 5-2, Wood River with the lead. A 5-0 run here, and here's a three-pointer top of the key. No good. And snagging the rebound is Holtmeyer. No, he's tied up. Brady Holtmeyer, I thought, came up with the rebound, but instead it's going to be a team rebound here for Wood River. So the Eagles will inbound underneath their own baseline. They got backdoor cut, and they're going to lay it up and in. Coming off of that back door and slipping through there is going to be Mayfield, and Mayfield with the bucket, and seven straight points here for Wood River. With the ball fake is going to be Bryce James, and Blake Holtmeyer will kick it off on the right side for James. James' shot will not fall, rebounded by Mayfield, and Kearney Catholic suddenly being very, very cold. Pass up ahead, and the layup's good for Dan Bossart. They broke the press. A nice bounce pass up ahead to Bossart, and he protected the ball very nicely. A 9-0 run here for Wood River. Trying to pass it to the inside, and it's going to be another Kearney Catholic turnover. Nice defensive play there by Rojas. Rojas pass up ahead, and Wood River now has turned it over. Coming up with the steal and on the run here is going to be Holtmeyer. Blake Holtmeyer missed it, gets his own rebound, fighting for the rebound on the inside, can't come up with it. Dribbling out of there with it for Wood River is going to be Damian Martinez, and we're going to have a foul whistle on Kearney Catholic. Nope, they're going to say not a foul, but the ball went out of bounds. It went out of bounds, but when they blew the whistle, I thought they were going to whistle Kearney Catholic for the foul. It is going to be Wood River basketball, which would have been the case with or without a foul, and Rojas will get the inbounds here. 4:19 to go, first quarter. 9-0 run here for Wood River, and they lead it now 9-2. Nice backdoor cut, pass inside Rojas. Rojas missed it, and the rebound goes out of bounds. So Wood River will maintain the possession. That was a nice pass from Bossart into Rojas, who cut down low. Just kind of a hook pass, not a hook shot, but a hook pass. Up ahead to Bossart. Bossart has it blocked, but they're going to call a foul on the freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer got a whole lot of ball and a little bit of basketball. Got a whole lot of ball, a little bit of arm. But getting that body in there was Bossart. And again, he went up very, very strong, and now he's going to have two free throws, and the first one's up and good. So that'll make 10 straight points here for the Eagles, and they lead it 10-2. Stars scored their very first possession. Looked easy, and it has not been easy from that point on. Second free throw is no good. Rebound by Blake Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will give it up ahead here to Matt Moore. Moore on the bounce as we're midway through the first quarter. He'll give it off on the right side here for Harrison Pierce. Pierce, a little ball fake. There's nobody there, and he's going to lay it up and in. Everybody shaded to the top of the key. And, again, another clock issue here. And they get that all straightened out. And we've got a foul away from the ball. And I think Harrison Pierce is going to be called for the foul. Yeah, that's going to be his first foul. So it is inbounded here to Jaime Rojas. Rojas is able to get it up ahead. Pass by Mayfield. Back out to Rojas on the baseline. A little drive here by Bossart, and Bossart will score. Again, very, very good ball movement. Movement without the ball and nice passing when they've got the rock in their hands. And again, it's now a 12-4 lead. Left side, three-pointer by Pierce is no good. Saved by Moore or not? No, it is not. He's out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic struggling from outside the perimeter. They're now, I think I have them being 0-3 from behind the arc. And that one was essentially an air ball. So inbounding here is going to be Matt Renault, who just checked in here for Wood River. On the bounce now, Jaime Rojas. Rojas facing a little pressure from Derek Jackson to check back into the ballgame. Zach's also out there, so we got Bo Jackson out there. Around the perimeter, Tanner Gideon, who checked in, also helps work it around the perimeter for Wood River. In that left corner, Renault works it back around here for Rojas. Rojas pass inside, posting up is Renault, and Renault will score. Again, great passing, and another bucket here for Wood River as they score about 6 feet away from the iron. Jackson will give and go, and it's going to be another Kearney Catholic turnover. Or not. Ball goes out of bounds. Yeah, it's still going to be last touch by the Stars. 11-8, Ravenna leading Donovan Trumbull after one quarter. The boys basketball on her sister station. Classic hits 98.9 FM. Here we got 2:54 to go in the first quarter. It is 14-4, Wood River with the lead. Inbounded here to Blake Holtmeyer, as they're going to say it was actually Kearney Catholic ball, and Holtmeyer will post up, and it'll be a foul on the Eagles. So the 48% free throw shooter will go back to the line and will shoot two. And the foul is whistled on Mayfield, which is going to be his first. Holtmeyer's free throw was up and good. So the Stars will make a substitution as Tyler Mestel will come back into the ballgame. So Holtmeyer makes the first, and he will miss the second. And the rebound is by Jake Skeen for Wood River. Pass up ahead here for Tanner Gideon. Gideon's going to drive. Shot no good. Rebounded by Jackson. Zach Jackson snags the bound. And his pass stolen away with the steal is Ball. Ball's going to lay it up and in, and he's fouled. Great defensive play there for Nate Ball. And then offensively, the strong drive to the basket. And he lays it up. It rattles in. And he'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. The foul is going to be whistled on John Basker, and that is going to be his first. Check that, not Masker. My apologies. It's on Zach Jackson. Masker not out there. He's injured at the moment. Free throw is up and good to finish off the three-point play. So Ball with a steal and then a three-point play. And it's now 17-5, Wood River with the lead over Kearney Catholic. On the bounce here, Derek Jackson gets it on a backdoor cut here for Blake Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer on the way to the basket is fouled, and he's going to shoot two. The foul is going to be on Jaime Rojas. Oh, check that. They gave it to 31. Rojas was down there, but they gave it to Bossart. So the free throw up and good for Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer will have one more coming up here. It's now 17-6. Second free throw is no good. Ball is on the ground. That's going to be a hell ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. So 2:15 to go here, first quarter, 17-6. And inbound the basketball here is going to be Zach Jackson. Jackson works it around the perimeter to Blake Holtmeyer. He gives it off on the right side. Three-pointer here for Zach Jackson, no good. And over the back on the rebound is Nathan Howe. So he commits the foul after Kearney Catholic can't hit the three-pointer. And the Stars continue to be 0 for from behind the arc, unofficially 0 for 4. That'll be the first foul on Howe. And so Ba will direct a little traffic, bring it across the timeline. There's a double team there, and we're going to have a kick that's whistled on Blake Holtmeyer. I don't know if you say it's whistled on him. It's not a foul by any stretch, but it was a kick. So Bossart's going to inbound it near midcourt, and he's going to throw it in the backcourt, giving it to Ba. And Blake Holtmeyer on the bounce. Little ball fake, pass deflected, but Damian Martinez picks it up. They're trying to double-team him. Pressure being put on, but he steps through, and Howe knocks it loose into the hands of Mestel. Mestel's pass, though, off the mark. Baye will make the steal, and he'll lay it up here to Rojas. So Rojas gets the bucket after Kearney Catholic and Wood River exchange turnovers. So Matt Moore in the offensive zone will give it off on the right side here for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer kicks it out for Mestel, who will fire a three. It's no good. Holtmeyer fights for and gets the rebound. He's on the baseline. He'll give it to Jackson. Jackson to Mestel. Mestel, little floater off. No good. And another rebound. That one to Mestel, and Mestel will make that one. So Mestel both made and missed the putback there. As Carney Catholic rebounding, and now backdoor cut, and Jaime Rojas snuck behind everybody, and a great snap pass, and he lays it off the glass and in. Just a great pass there through traffic, and I don't even know how the basketball fit there, but Rojas was able to pick it up and in. Wood River playing very, very well right now. Carney Catholic not, as the Stars have the pass deflected. The officials are going to get together. From my vantage point, it looked like a turnover, Carney Catholic. The officials huddle up, and that's what they concur as well. So the Stars turn it over. I didn't think it was deflected. I just thought Carney Catholic threw it away. There was plenty of pressure there, don't get me wrong. 43.5 to go at the end of late in the first quarter, and it's 21-8, Wood River with the lead. Carney Catholic trying to trap. Wood River smart enough not to dribble into a corner. They get it off to Baugh. Baugh will give it up on the right side here for Martinez. Back to Baugh. 28 seconds left. High pass for Martinez on the right side. They'll give it back to Baugh. Baugh, they're trying to trap him. He's backing up, giving up ground. They do trap, and he bounces it out to Rojas, who throws it in the corner to Mayfield, and he stepped on the baseline. So Wood River turns it over with 14.5 to go. Stars down by 13, but they've got the basketball. Matt Moore brings across the timeline. 10 seconds left. Late in the first quarter. Man-to-man is Wood River. They're trying to trap. They get it to Holtmeyer. Extra pass inside. Layup is going to be up and in for Zach Jackson. Long three-quarter court shot, and it is off the mark. A great pass from Brady Holtmeyer to Zach Jackson to end the first quarter. But the folks from Wood River are on their feet because they've got an 11-point lead. We'll head to the second quarter. Your score, 21-10, Eagles. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
The fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask Shelter Agent Joe Methy about Shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, one quarter is in the books, and so far so good here for the Wood River Eagles. They are on the road at Carney Catholic, and they lead it 21-10. And again, the statistics look in their favor as well. Wood River, 8 of 9 from two-point range, 1 of 3 from behind the arc. So overall, they're shooting 75% in the game. Carney Catholic is 4 of 14. Now, you don't have to go a whole lot farther than that. Rebound's pretty close. Wood River has a slight edge at 8-7 at the end of one quarter, and turnovers and steals are pretty much even as well. In fact, Carney Catholic has an edge of 1. Wood River has the basketball to start the quarter. They get it in the hands of Rojas. A little pressure there on Bob, but he's able to work through it. Rojas now has it. Throws it in the lane. Backing in there is Mayfield, and Mayfield has it swatted out of bounds by Holtmeyer and out of bounds. So Holtmeyer comes up with the block. And Wood River with a rare miss. Their second miss from the field here in the ball game. Martinez, they inbound it on the baseline. 5 second count going on, and they don't get it inbounds in time. Good defense there for Carney Catholic as they denied everybody. They couldn't get the ball inbounded. And so a turnover here for Wood River. And a 21-10 lead for the Eagles as the Stars bring it in the offensive zone. They get it right side to Zach Jackson, who gives it off here for Brady Holtmeyer. Brady Holtmeyer will give it for James. Now back out here for Blake Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer drives in, and there's some collisions down there, and it's going to be either a block or a hold against Wood River. The foul is going to be on number 22, Chris Loy. His first foul of the ball game as he was starting the second quarter. And Holtmeyer will go to the line again. The free throw is up and good. So he makes the first of two, and that's been kind of where he's been all night. Make one, miss the second. Second free throw is on the way, and he hits that one. So 21-12. 9-point lead here for Wood River. As they're working around the perimeter, they get it up ahead here to Loy. Loy gets it left side for Baugh. Baugh's shot is deflected by one Holtmeyer and pulled down by the other. Brady with the rebound. Gives it up to James. James on the baseline in trouble. Kicks it out for Blake Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer turned it over. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over here with 7:02, and they blew the horn inadvertently after they inbounded it. And they're going to make some substitutions. Both teams wanted to make a substitution. Renault is going to come in here for Wood River. And Derek Jackson checking back in here for the Stars. So Baugh in trouble in the corner, but bounce pass blindly to Rojas. Rojas picks it up, fires the three, top of the key, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer snags the bound, will work it up ahead to James, and he'll lay it up and in. Run the floor is Kearney Catholic, and we got a timeout for Wood River. 6:43 to go in the second quarter. The Stars making a little bit of a run here. They cut the lead down to 7. It's 21-14. Wood River with the lead and the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here as Kearney Catholic forced to call the timeout. Wood River forced to call the timeout. And back with the basketball is going to be Wood River. They're facing some pressure. Long pass up ahead, and Boz all by himself. He's going to lay it up and in. Wood River broke the press. There wasn't enough ball pressure there, and they were able to make the long pass. Give Mayfield credit for looking about 70 feet up court. James kicks it out on the drive here. Losing the basketball is Blake Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer, the ball goes out of bounds. The officials are going to get together. And I doubt the ball just came out of Holtmeyer's hands without somebody touching it. Yeah. I think the officials huddled up and got it right. You're going to get some cat calls here from Wood River, but it's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. You don't just lose the ball generally. The inbound it here for Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer shot no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Mayfield. And again, that good defense for Wood River continues to be the story of the ball game. With it is Baugh. He'll kick it off on the left side. Open for the jumper is Renault. Renault's shot will not fall. And the rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Wood River. A rare occurrence after going 7 of 8 from the field in the first quarter. Wood River shooting has quieted down a little bit here in the second. It's 23-14, 9-point lead for Wood River. And across the timeline for the Stars is going to be Derek Jackson. Jackson gets a little screen from Holtmeyer. Now takes it off on the left side, gets it to Zach Jackson. Zach kicks it out here for Howe. Howe gives it left wing. Driving here is Harrison Pierce. And Pierce loses the basketball. Wood River forces the steal. And on the dribble here is going to be Jaime Rojas. Rojas pass down low, making the catch. Mayfield. Mayfield off glass, won't fall. What a great look at it. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Harrison Pierce. Pierce gives it up ahead here for Derek Jackson. Jackson finds a backdoor cutter. Layup's good for Blake Holtmeyer. So the Stars there run the floor, and they get a nice pass. Wood River's passed the ball very, very well in that first quarter. Now Kearney Catholic catching up a little bit with the quality of play that Wood River's had out there. Behind the back pass from Baugh to Rojas. Rojas will skip it over here on the left side. And a little jump stop here by Renault. He'll give it off on the left wing here for Martinez. Martinez back out for Rojas. Rojas double teamed. Snaps it down to the baseline. Backing in and kicking it out is Renault. Back around the perimeter. Ball is loose. Kearney Catholic trying to pick it up. Jackson does. Puts up the shot and he's fouled. Rojas, give him credit. He ran the floor and committed the foul instead of giving up the easy bucket. But Wood River turns the ball over, and that long pass by Holtmeyer as he was going out of bounds threw it toward his own basket and away from the other team's basket. And that's going to result in a couple of free throws coming up here for Zach Jackson. Jackson with two free throws on the way here as the Stars trail at 23-16, and the free throw was good. Zach on the season, 7 of 12 coming into tonight's game for 58% from the free throw line. He'll improve his shooting percentage with that free throw there. 4:56 to go, second quarter, 23-17. Second free throw by Zach Jackson, also good. So now we got us a five-point ball game. The Stars trying to pressure the ball. Wood River's handled this pretty well, really. Bossart across the timeline, and that bad pass. As soon as I say that, Wood River turns it over. Stars got a three-on-two up ahead to Mestel. Extra pass inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer takes it off glass, hangs on the glass, won't fall. Wood River pulls down the rebound. We're going to foul on Carney Catholic. Bringing his lunch pail and cleaning the glass for Wood River was Dylan Mayfield, as Mayfield went up very, very strong for that defensive rebound, and then he was hit on the arm as he was outletting the pass there, and they're going to give the foul to Derek Jackson. So Jackson commits his first foul of the ball game. Star is trying to trap, but again, Wood River spreading the floor very nicely. Pass up ahead to Bossart. Bossart has it tied up, and it's going to be a jump ball, and the arrow is pointing to Carney Catholic. So that will be officially a Wood River turnover as the Stars get to inbound it. Pass on the right side, and they're trying to get it in low, and undercut is going to be one of the Kearney Catholic players. Going up high is Blake Holtmeyer, but no foul called, and it was last touched by Kearney Catholic, so Wood River will get the basketball here. There was some contact in there, but they're saying it wasn't a foul. And as a result, there'll be Wood River basketball. Pass up ahead through the hands of one of the Eagles. It's going to go out of bounds. And the Stars will inbound it as they force Wood River to turn it over. It's 21-10 at the end of the first quarter. And it's an 8-2 run to start the second quarter here for Kearney Catholic. They're still down by five as it's been doing the math. You know it's 23-18. Wood River with the lead. Stars have the basketball. Matt Moore on the dribble. He's picked up defensively by Baugh. He'll use his dribble and give it off here for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives it to James. Bryce James will kick it right side for Matt Moore. Moore looking on the inside, but will give it to James. James from the elbow. Pass tip. Gets it out to Moore. Moore gets it inside for Mestel. Mestel has it knocked away by Rojas. So we'll give Rojas credit for the steal there as Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. Pass up ahead a little bit too high, and Wood River turns it over. Martinez couldn't go climb the ladder quite enough to get that high pass. On the right side, Blake Holtmeyer will drive in the lane. He'll float. It's short and rebounded by 5'10", Nate Baugh. Right place, right time as he snags the rebound after Kearney Catholic misses a shot in the lane. Mayfield finds a backdoor cutter. Jumper no good for Bossart. Rebounded out of there by Mestel. And up ahead here is going to be Moore. Moore passes up ahead. Shot by Holtmeyer is no good. Holtmeyer gets the rebound. It's hanging on the rim, and it's good for the freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer both made and missed a putback in underneath there, and now he's hit on the arm, so he's going to go to the free throw line and try to finish off a three-point play. And we've got a three-point ball game. Wood River scored only 2 points here in the second quarter. It's 23-20 with 2:51 to go. And the foul on Mayfield for Wood River. That is his first. The free throw by the freshman Holtmeyer is off the mark and no good. Rebound taken out of there by Renault, who checked in for Wood River. And we're going to have a reach whistled here on Derek Jackson. Jackson trying to pressure the ball. Caught for the hold there. And back in after a very quick trip to the bench is Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will come in for Derek Jackson, who now has two fouls. And they're going to protect him with 2:42 to go here before halftime. Inbounded for Jake Skeen. Skeen will give it to Jaime Rojas for Wood River. They're trying to trap him. Pressure being put on by Nathan Howe, and they get it off on that left side for Damian Martinez. Martinez, double team pass, stolen away by Zach Jackson. Jackson on the dribble, and we're going to have a reach called on Jaime Rojas. Rojas going to be whistled for the foul after that steal by Jackson. And to the free throw line is going to be Zach Jackson. He'll have the front end of a one and one. Both teams now in the double, in the bonus. Neither team in the double bonus yet. That's now seven fouls on Wood River. Kearney Catholic has committed six, so if they commit another one, there'll be a one and one. The front end is up and good here for Jackson. So Zach Jackson makes the free throw. And we've got us a two-point ball game, 23-21. Stars on an 11-2 run here in the second quarter. Jackson's second free throw up and good. So he makes both free throws, and it's 23-22, 2:27 to go. Inbounded here for Mayfield. Mayfield has to pass it back. Renaud's got it. Pass on the right wing here for Baugh. Baugh kicks it in the corner. Three-pointer for Skeen. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Howe. Long outlet pass up ahead here for Jackson. Jackson's going to lay it up and in. How did he even get the shot off, let alone have it fall in? He's fouled, and now the Stars have the lead. My goodness, I didn't think there was any chance to get the shot off. Rojas committed the foul. Check that, not Rojas, but rather Jake Skeen committed the foul. That'll be his first. So a chance for the three-point play here for lucky number 13, Zach Jackson. And his free throw is up and good. Checking in here for Wood River, going to be Dan Bossart. As the Stars, 15-2 run here in the second quarter. Baugh gets it off here to Gideon. Gideon not crossed the timeline just yet. It's going to be thrown. It's not over and back. It wasn't completely across. Baugh in the corner will get the basketball. He'll get it to Renaud. Renaud finds a cutter. Shot's no good. Rebound in underneath for Gideon. Gideon's going to head to the line. Tanner Gideon with a strong rebound in underneath, and now he's going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a one and one. The foul is going to be whistled on Blake Holtmeyer. That is going to be his first. And the free throw is up and good. So Gideon makes the first, and it's 25-24. Kearney Catholic with a one-point lead. And Tanner Gideon, the 5'10 sophomore, can tie it right here. His free throw is good. Tied at 25 with a minute 45 to go before halftime. Matt Moore slowly brings it across the timeline. The Eagles going man-to-man. Moore directing traffic. Gives it to Holtmeyer on the baseline. Blake Holtmeyer jumper. Jump pass, rather, out to Harrison Pierce. Pierce penetrates, kicks it out to Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's three is no good, and the ball is going to go on the ground. A lot of contact down there. Moore comes up with it. Pass over for Harrison Pierce, and Pierce's shot falls, but there is a charge called in underneath. Collecting the charge is Dylan Mayfield. So Kearney Catholic got the rebound as Moore got it, passed it off, but there's going to be a player control foul. Whistled on the lean-in by Harrison Pierce. And give credit to Mayfield. That was a great defensive play. And now another one here as Jackson makes the steal. Zach Jackson's jumper off glass. Good. Zach Jackson with the steal and then the bank shot. As Kearney Catholic takes the lead back. 27-25. Final minute before halftime. On the dribble, Tanner Gideon. Gideon's pass. Dangerous, but Baugh is able to track it down. Kicks left side for Bossart. Bossart on the baseline. They get it to Tanner Gideon. And Gideon turns the ball over. I think he stepped on that baseline. So Wood River turns it over. And all they call the walk. Well, it's just a lot of defense there for Kearney Catholic. They've really amped up the defense here in the second quarter. And just kind of a role reversal because Wood River couldn't miss a shot. Looked great offensively in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic now has stepped up the defense, and Wood River has struggled a little bit. Stars lead at 27-25. They bring it across the timeline now with 40 seconds to go. Tyler Mestel checked in a little bit ago. He'll get the pass over to Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's out there. Bryce James, Moore, and Jackson. That's who's out there here for Kearney Catholic. There's no pressure on Holtmeyer, so he hasn't even started his dribble yet. They're milking the clock. Mestel has it. And Mestel, now he'll dribble as he's picked up defensively by Mayfield. 5 second count going on, so he'll pass it out here for Blake Holtmeyer. 13 seconds to go in the half. Matt Moore on the bounce will dribble off on that right side, picked up defensively by Baugh. It's knocked out of bounds with 4.8 to go. And a quick 30-second timeout here being taken by the Stars. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto. Home life for business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. This is the first timeout here for Kearney Catholic of the ball game. And with 4.8 to go, we'll keep it right here. Ravenna right now leading Donovan Trumbull 23-20 in boys basketball. That game, of course, is on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Earlier tonight, the Ravenna girls also picked up a win against Donovan, a game heard on our sister station. And again, Ravenna will be a destination for these Eagles tomorrow, as there'll be a girl-boy doubleheader tomorrow up in Ravenna. The Ravenna girls won at 54-44. Earlier, the Kearney Catholic girls with a 58-32 win over Wood River. They're now 11-0 on the season. Inbound the basketball will be Blake Holtmeyer with 4.8 to go. They get it in for Moore. Moore on the dribble with 2 seconds left. Gives it out. Jackson for three. No good. And at the buzzer, a tip by Kearney Catholic would not have counted even if it had gone in. And so we'll head to the locker room. Kearney Catholic with a 2-point lead here. They trail by 11 at the end of one quarter, but now they lead at intermission. Your score, 27-25, Kearney Catholic with a 2-point lead. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're at intermission. The Kearney Catholic boys lead it 27-25 over Wood River. And the Wood River girls fall tonight to Kearney Catholic by a final of 58-32. Kind enough to talk to us about the girls' game, Rick Petrie, the head girls' basketball coach of the Stars. And coach, you come in, you play a team that's 2-5 on the season. You actually started very, very hot. It wasn't, you didn't get the sense at all you guys were taking these guys lightly.
No, you know, that was, hopefully we don't do that to anybody. I think that it's important that we try and play at the level that we've played in all year, played at all year, and continue to do so. I don't think it, you know, if you start to take a team lightly, then you don't play as well.
Yeah, and but there was a stretch there where you guys just had trouble scoring. You got good looks, just the ball wouldn't fall in for a little while.
Especially second half. We didn't shoot the ball very well at all. It's not like we were turning the ball over and making mistakes. It just, ball didn't go in the hole.
Yeah. And that second line you had, though, had a huge night for you tonight. You had Kylie Teal, one of your leading scorers, and Anna Squires comes up, steps up big. I mean, we've talked so many times about the depth of your team, but really the bulk of your points came from your second five players tonight.
Yeah, and that hasn't happened. I mean,
they're not that far away, yeah.
No, they're not that far away. For the most part, the first group has outscored the second group. But, you know, it was nice tonight that on a night when the first group was struggling a little bit, that The second group came in and played really well together and were able to finish some shots and do some things, you know, both offensively and defensively.
And I think it was really kind of their defense. Just when they came in, there was just kind of an extra energy that they kind of had out there that really they had that first minute that they came in there that they really put Wood River back on their heels.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, with, you know, I thought Michelle and Morgan, you know, harassed their guards a little bit. And then, you know, when we put Anna and Caitlin in, we have a little bit more size, and sometimes that bothers some teams as well.
37 turnovers for Wood River unofficially in the game, and you guys won the rebounding battle as well, 37-23. A 14 rebound margin is pretty outstanding. That's an overall team effort.
It's huge. I thought Maddie Squires was tremendous on the boards tonight. You know, she went and got a lot of rebounds. I mean, I think that was a big key for us. You know, unfortunately, we didn't take advantage of some of those rebounds second half. But, you know, she just outworked people to get the ball.
And that really seems to be a common theme for her. I mean, I kind of mentioned early on in the game she got one of the first rebounds in the game. I said that's not going to be the last time we hear her name.
Because no, absolutely
night
not.
In and night out, she's been a real rebounding force for you guys.
She's our best rebounder, plain and simple. And, you know, the thing of it is she's willing to go get the ball, and she anticipates really well, and you know, for her size, she jumps really well, and she just has a nose for the ball and makes a huge difference for us.
You mentioned earlier Michelle Messbarger. She finished with 10 points tonight. It may or may not be her first time she's been in double digits. She's been in that neighborhood several times, but what always impresses me about her as much as anything is a lot of times she'll get the ball and she'll shoot it so quickly. I think the ball is in her hands less than a second, and still it's a shot that is always on the mark, it seems like.
She's continues to impress, continues to improve. She's making great decisions. And defensively, you know, she gives us another quick guard.
And she's very quick, I mean, with and without the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow. You know, again, a team with not a great record, but they've had a real tough schedule. What can you tell us about the Crusaders
tomorrow? And that's something you can't always look at somebody's record. And, you know, if you're playing really good teams, and it's going to be competitive. It always is, and especially over there. You know, we'll face some different things from them, and, you know, they'll play hard, and it's going to be our job to – you know, do the things that we've been doing. I think the last few games we've done a great job of taking care of the basketball and not turning it over. And, you know, when you do that, then you tend to, and we're able to turn teams over a little bit. And I think that's important, you know, that turnover differential. And sometimes that should lead to additional points. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, again, you forced, as I mentioned, 37 turnovers. I had you guys, you know, turn the ball over about a dozen times tonight. That's taken pretty good care of the basketball over 32 minutes of play as well.
That's not too bad. You know, we've been under 10 a couple times, but, you know, we tried to force a couple things tonight. But overall, that's a pretty decent number.
All right, Rick, hey, appreciate the time. Best luck.
Thanks,
we'll
Randy.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Once again, the final of the girls' game, 58-32. Kearney Catholic now 11-0 on the season. And don't forget, tomorrow on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll have that game for you tomorrow on our FM. And here at halftime of the boys' game, it's 27-25. Kearney Catholic with a 2-point lead at intermission. We're going to take a quick break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the numbers of the boys' game when we come back right after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing, dealing, dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here. We'll be taking another quick break here in just a little bit. I want to warn our engineer back in the studio about that. Let's take a look at our halftime numbers. And again, these numbers are unofficial as they're brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Nate Baugh leading the way here for Wood River. He's got 10 points at intermission. 4 points for Jaime Rojas, 5 points for Dan Bosshart as well as, I hit the wrong button. Bosshart with 5, Rojas with 4, Dylan Mayfield with 2, Matt Renault with 2 points, and Tanner Gideon with 2 points here for Wood River. For Kearney Catholic, leading the way here for the Stars in the first half, got 11 points from Zach Jackson. Blake Holtmeyer has 6, Bryce James 2, Tyler Mestel 2, Derek Jackson 2, Brady Holtmeyer 2, and Harrison Pierce with 2 points at intermission. Your score, 27-25, Stars with a 2-point lead, and it'll be Wood River basketball when we start the third quarter right after this 30-second timeout.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here. We are starting the third quarter as it is Wood River basketball. And they inbound the basketball and get it in the offensive zone here. Jaime Rojas facing a little bit of pressure here from Matt Moore. He'll give it off here right side for Baugh. Pass on the inside, a little strong post move. Shot no good for Mayfield. And rebounding it is going to be Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer snags the rebound. And he'll let traffic kind of clear out of there. Gets it out for Matt Moore, who will bring it across the timeline. On the dribble on the right side, Moore. He'll get it back out here for Jackson. Jackson out for Blake Holtmeyer, who will drive, float, and score. Nice fingertip roll there for Blake Holtmeyer, who will lay it up and in. Stars with a 4-point lead. This is their largest lead of the ballgame. They trail by 11 at the end of the first quarter. Quick pass inside for Bosshart. Bosshart has it blocked out of bounds. Well, that was a nice block by Blake Holtmeyer, but it does go out of bounds as Wood River will be saddled with a miss there. And after going 7 of 8 in the first quarter, right now they are 10 of 19. So they've only hit 3 of their next 11 shots. Pass up ahead, and it's going to be a turnover. Nathan Howe picks it up on the baseline. Will drive, and it'll be a charge. Jaime Rojas, great job stepping in front of Nathan Howe. Howe got that long pass, came up with the steal there. But then stepping in was Rojas, and Jaime Rojas, that is a great defensive play. And Rojas is still down at the moment. As they call the charge. And again, when you take that charge, you want to fall back. And I think when he landed on his way back, he may have twisted his knee. They are working on the left knee here of Jaime Rojas after making a great defensive play. So he is now sitting up, and they're going to help him off, and we'll try to watch and see whether or not he can put any weight on that left knee. It does not appear that he's going to. The Kearney Catholic trainer is going to take him into the Kearney Catholic locker room and examine that knee, and he's putting a little bit more weight on it as he walks. So hopefully this will not be anything serious here for Jaime Rojas, who just made a great defensive play to stop a layup here for Nathan Howe. So we'll keep an eye on him as they work on him in the locker room. Damian Martinez will get the inbounds, and they get it to Matt Renault, who checked in before Rojas. Pass deflected, and it's going to be a Wood River turnover. Picking up is Jackson. He'll give it off for his brother. Here's Derek for three. It's no good, and up high. And I don't mean high for the rebound is Dan Bossart. So Bossart is able to pull down the rebound after Kearney Catholic missed the three. And now in transition, Damian Martinez, a quick little 15-foot jumper. It's no good. And another rebound here for Renault. Renault loses the basketball. Coming up with it is Holtmeyer, who gives it up ahead to Jackson. Jackson shot off glass, no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will put it up, and it will not fall. But he's heading to the free throw line on the other end. As he also got a nice little rebound on the other end, and they are going to make some wholesale substitutions, well, Kearney Catholic, and they're coming down to talk to the coaching staff. Well, actually, one of the assistant coaches, they're going to switch assistant coaches working with the injured player, Jaime Rojas. The free throw is up and good for Holtmeyer as he makes the first of two, 30-25. The foul, by the way, was on Bossart, and that is going to be his third. So 6:23 to go. Nobody's down near the rebound for Kearney Catholic, and none needed because Holtmeyer makes both free throws. Mayfield gets the inbounds. They get it for Damian Martinez, who passes up ahead here for Nate Baugh. Baugh's picked up defensively by Harrison Pierce. Pierce right in the grill of Baugh, and they'll skip it out near midcourt to Damian Martinez. Martinez with the dribble. They double team, and he throws it all the way in the corner. Extra pass is going to be intercepted by Matt Moore. Moore makes the steal. Stars on the run. They get it to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is fouled. They pass it up ahead, but Damian Martinez was not going to give up an easy layup, so he commits the foul. And to the free throw line again is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. 31-25. 6 minutes to go, just short of that. Here in the third quarter, and another made free throw here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer now with 11 points in the ballgame. It's tied for the team lead with Zach Jackson. Second free throw up and good. So after struggling a little bit in that first half from the free throw line, Holtmeyer has hit 4 for 4 here in the third quarter. And it's 33-25. Damian Martinez gets the inbounds. Kearney Catholic going with a little diamond press here. Mayfield has it across the timeline, getting it to Renault. Renault throws it in. Back out here for Damian Martinez. And Martinez, nice little runner. Good ball movement for Wood River. They worked it in the lane, and they were able to kick it out for a little runner through the lane. Pass down low here in transition. Zach Jackson's shot is blocked and out of bounds. And they're going to say last touched by Kearney Catholic. So the Stars missed the shot. Wood River will come up with a basketball. And again, everything is contested. Both of these two teams hanging their hat on their defense. Ball deflected, but Damian Martinez comes up with it here for Wood River. Pass knocked loose. Tyler Mestel has to get on the ground to come up with it. He's on the ground. And again, they're going to scrum for it. And it's still rolling around. Derek Jackson ends up going on the ground with Mayfield. And that's going to be a hell ball, and Kearney Catholic has the possession arrow pointing their direction. So the Stars will inbound it as they make some substitutions. Out there right now for the Stars, Brady Holtmeyer is big brother Blake. Howe's out there, Matt Moore, and Bryce James. That's the five doing battle right now for Kearney Catholic. Damian Martinez will put a little pressure on that right side. Nathan Howe's got the basketball. Brady Holtmeyer will back in. His shot's no good. Up high for the rebound for Wood River is going to be Matt Renault. So Renault snags the rebound after Kearney Catholic misses the shot. And now they're going to trap the ball in that far corner. Martinez is in trouble but finds an escape route. Gets it to Renault. Renault runs the baseline and will score. And again, Wood River's done a great job of finding that person, that second layer that's open down low. Jump stop, Holtmeyer off glass. Good. He jumped and then kind of leaned in with the shot. I think he was hoping for a foul, but instead he got a nice little roll, and he makes the shot. It's a six-point ball game. Across the timeline is going to be Chris Loy, who's going to hand it off here for Nate Baugh. Deflected pass. It's going to go out of bounds. Checking in for the Eagles, going to be Bosshart. And we're going to have a timeout, Wood River. 4:18 to go, third quarter, 35-29. Stars lead by six. Eagles will inbound the basketball after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. A 35-29 lead here for the Stars. Wood River forced to call the timeout as they're going to try to set up something here, I'm sure, and talk about this pressure that Kearney Catholic's put on. As Dave Baugh calls the timeout, he still has three timeouts left. Kearney Catholic has four. Possession arrow now pointing to Kearney Catholic. I thought the last jump ball went to the Stars. In any event, the arrow right now is pointing to Kearney Catholic. Two fouls have been whistled against Wood River here in the second half compared to one for Kearney Catholic. So Bossard's going to inbound it. Chris Loy's out there. He'll set a little screen, and they'll get the ball out for Damian Martinez. Martinez picked up by James. They'll give it off on the right side here for Baugh. Baugh works it back around the perimeter to Bossard. On that left side, Damian Martinez. Martinez has the dribble, and a nice little pick and roll to give it back to Mayfield. Mayfield working against Mestel. Kicks it out top of the circle here for Baugh. They'll give it off on the right side. Jumper for Bossard will not fall, and Mestel is going to pull down the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Long pass up ahead, nearly stolen away, but Nestle's able to track it down. Holtmeyer is going to work in. He'll shot off glass. His big brother with a tip can't get it to fall, and Moore pulls down the rebound. And now we're going to have a foul whistled against Wood River, and I think Matt Moore is going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. Yes, he is. Well, the Wood River fans said a lot of pushing in there, and you know what? He's right, and it's been that way on both ends of the court. 3:42 to go. The free throw by Moore is no good. The foul, by the way, was whistled. On they have 23 up there, and there's no 23 out there for Wood River at the moment, so I'm not sure that. No, check that. It is Mayfield. And that'll be his second. Free throw is made there by Moore. Mayfield's worn 23 all night tonight as a starter, so that's just insert foot in mouth by the play-by-play guy. Long pass here for Wood River. Baugh's able to track it down in front of James. And Baugh now will kick it off on that left side for Martinez. Martinez gets it in the lane. A little jumper here by number 23, Mayfield. Missed it. Kicked out here for Baugh. Baugh's shot won't go. And another hustle rebound by Bossart. Bossart's pass on the inside. Knocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer. And the basketball is going to belong to the Eagles. Well, inbound it. Moore knocked it loose. He comes up with it. And then almost stolen back by Damian Martinez. But Martinez stopped that from being a fast break opportunity here for the Stars. Holtmeyer passes to Holtmeyer. With it now is Blake. He'll kick it right side for Tyler Mestel. And Mestel will hit a three. Took a while for the official to put his hands in the air, but Mestel strokes in the three-pointer, and it's a 10-point lead. Extra pass down low, and a nice backdoor cut. The shot's up and good for Bossart. And again, Wood River just making that long pass on that left side as Baugh was able to find Bossart. Driving is Moore. Kick out to Mestel. Same spot. He hit the three. Hits another. Tyler Mestel back-to-back three-pointers. And the Stars now with an 11-point lead. Chris Loy up ahead. They get it up on the run here as Mayfield. Mayfield fouled on his way to the basket. He did put up a shot, but he was fouled on the jump stop by Bryce James. So James called for the foul here. He'll come out. Moore and Mestel also leaving the game, as well as Holtmeyer. So Pierce checks in, Bo Jackson's check in, and Nathan Howe. They're out there with Blake Holtmeyer. That's the five for the Stars. The Eagles inbound on the baseline. Bossart tosses it in. Three-pointer in the corner. Good for Nate Baugh. Nice little stroke there on the inbounds play. That was actually pretty easy for Wood River. They cut the lead down to eight. With it is Harrison Pierce. Gives it to Howe. Howe took an extra step, it looked to me. Yeah, it's going to be a Kearney Catholic turnover. A forced error. Nice defense there for Wood River. And now Kearney Catholic again with that diamond press. Across from one sideline to the other. The pass over to Martinez. Back out for Baugh. He'll fire another three online, but off the mark. Offensive rebound. Bucket's good for Matt Renault. So Renault will make the putback. And now, with a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter, a six-point ball game. 42-36. Stars have the lead and the basketball. Nathan Howe gets it inside. Ball knocked loose, but it's the Stars who come up with it. They kick it out to Pierce, and Pierce will stroke the three. Minute 10 to go here, and the ball is still in the backcourt. Has not been across, and we got a timeout here for Wood River. Kearney Catholic putting the pressure on, close to a 10-second call. So a timeout by the Eagles with a minute 6 to go here, third quarter. It's 45-36. Stars by 9. Timeout Eagles brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
45-36, Stars lead by 9 with a minute 6 to go here. There's two timeouts left for Wood River. The Stars have 4 left, if it comes down to that. Only 3 fouls have been whistled on Wood River here in the second half, 2 against Kearney Catholic. Really no foul trouble for anybody of any note for either team. Damian Martinez will bring it across the timeline as the Stars will pick up the defense at half court. He's picked up there by Zach Jackson. Still dribbling is Martinez, and the backdoor cut has the pass knocked away by Holtmeyer. Have to be specific. That was Blake Holtmeyer. Covering the player was Brady Holtmeyer. The backside help by Blake knocked the ball loose. And Bossart's going to inbound it on the baseline. They set a little screen. They get it to Baugh. Baugh picked up defensively there by Zach Jackson. And the pass knocked loose by Pierce, but tracking it down is Bossart. Bossart will give it off on the right side here for Baugh. Baugh's got it for Wood River with 45 seconds left. They get it in the lane here for Renault. Renault has a shot blocked by Holtmeyer and rebounded by Holtmeyer. Brady Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound after his big brother comes up with the block. And the Stars are going to milk the clock, it would appear, for the final shot of the first half. They're just going to give the ball back out here for Blake Holtmeyer. 5-second count, not even going on here with 25 seconds to go. Now a little token pressure by Mayfield to make the Stars give it to Mestel near midcourt. Mestel and Holtmeyer just playing catch with it. Blake's got the dribble right now. Picked up defensively by Mayfield. And they'll get Harrison Pierce involved. 10 seconds to go. Right side, they get it to Mestel. Mestel's hit a couple of threes in the quarter. A little backdoor cut for Jackson. Jackson foul, but no, it called. Offensive rebound by Blake Holtmeyer, who lays it up and in at the buzzer. And the Stars with an 11-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. It's 47-36 as Jackson scores at the buzzer essentially, and the Stars lead it by 11, 47-36. We're back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Going to Bowen and Central 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic has the lead here at the end of three quarters of play, 47-36. And again, I misspoke. The last bucket was by Blake Holtmeyer, essentially at the buzzer after the miss. And the ball kept alive there by Jackson. Damian Martinez gets the inbounds here for Wood River. And the entry pass down low, and we got a foul. Nope, they're going to call a walk in underneath. And it was a lot of defense down there. I couldn't even see the feet. I couldn't even see the ball going inside for Mayfield, but they're going to whistle Wood River for a turnover. That was pretty good defense. That's one of those forced errors. Mestel will clear out on that right side as Holtmeyer has it. Now gets it to Mestel. He'll fire a three short and rebound taken out of there by Bossart. So Bossart snags the bound. And they'll hand it off here for Damian Martinez. Martinez on the dribble on that right side. He's picked up there by Zach Jackson. Backdoor cut. Little runner here by Bob. Shot won't fall. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by whom? The officials look at each other. They're going to discuss it. I think they're going to say it's Kearney Catholic ball, which is from ways, ways away where I saw it. That's what I thought. Yeah, it's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. No, the officials changed their mind. They changed their mind, and so it will be Wood River basketball. And again, I don't have an opinion because contact was right underneath the basket, and there was a lot of hands down there, and those guys are a whole lot closer than I was. Bossart will work it back around here for Martinez. Martinez is going to step over, kick it off on the left side. Here's Baugh for three, and he hits the three. Nice ball movement. Nate Baugh is able to stroke it in. By the way, we haven't seen Jaime Rojas since he may have potentially injured his knee taking a charge here in the second half. And we certainly hope that if it is a knee injury, it is a minor one. Matt Moore will give it up on the right side here for Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, not a lot of movement here for Kearney Catholic. They lead it by 8, 47-39 with 6:47 to go as they give it to Blake Holtmeyer. And again, Wood River right now kind of sagging off of them until they get the ball inside the three-point arc. Moore has the dribble, and they're going to harass him as Damian Martinez will pressure him a little bit. They get it out for Derek Jackson. Jackson now will give it off right side for Zach. Zach, top of the circle here for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer kicks it out and gives it to his little brother, Brady. Brady, jumper up, no good, and the ball is out of bounds. It belongs to Wood River. That'll be one of those team rebound deals. At the end of three quarters of play, Ravenna leading Donovan Trumbull, 34-33. Again, that's at the end of third on our sister station. Classic gets 98-9. Ball knocked loose. Coming up with the ball is Blake Holtmeyer on his backside. Gives it to Moore, who's going to run the floor. Shot no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go on against Kearney Catholic. Derek Jackson went over the back. After Kearney Catholic was able to force the turnover, they were not able to score on the other end, and they go over the back fighting for the rebound. Give credit to Chris Loy running the floor, not only playing defense, but then pulling down that rebound. Well, he doesn't get credit for it because he was fouled. Renault will work it up ahead, and it's a turnover. Moore's got it. Moore looking. Give it to Jackson. And now Derek Jackson is going to slow things down and dribble near midcourt. He'll give it off right side for his younger brother, Zach. Zach will give it off on the right side to Matt. Matt Moore's got it. Gives it inside here for Blake Holtmeyer, who will have a nice little runner in the lane. Blake Holtmeyer just kind of running, flipping, and jumping all in one motion. And it's a 10-point game, 49-39, 5.5 to go. Entry pass left wing here for Dylan Mayfield. Mayfield, strong post move, missed the shot. Rebounded by Loy. Loy has a shot blocked. Moore comes up with it. Moore is going to lay it up. No good. Jackson with the rebound. Jackson with another rebound. And Zach Jackson is able to make the putback after he missed the first one, but a couple of offensive rebounds after that block on the other end by Blake Holtmeyer. So the Stars with the basketball here, with the defense here, as Damian Martinez has to cut into a 12-point deficit. The momentum belongs to Kearney Catholic. That's what I meant to say earlier. And Baugh will give it off. Runner in the lane. Nice drive up and good for Chris Loy. That's exactly what the Eagles needed. A nice little offensive spark like that. Blake Holtmeyer has the ball knocked loose and just running out of real estate to make the steal is Dylan Mayfield. As Mayfield tried to make the steal, well, he knocked the ball loose, but unfortunately for him, he just didn't have enough room to do anything with it. So Kearney Catholic will maintain possession as Holtmeyer is going to inbound. 51-41, Stars lead by 10. Bryce James checked in and has the dribble right now. He'll give it off on the left side for Nathan Howe. Howe in the lane, lost the basketball. Wood River forces the turnover. They bring it the offensive zone. Directing traffic is Baugh. He'll get it back out here for Loy. Gives it to Baugh, who hits a three. Nate Baugh strokes in a three-pointer. Five straight points here for Wood River, and the ball knocked loose, and they're going to say last touch by the Eagles. They were an eyelash away from forcing the steal after making a 5-0 run. That would have got them a lot of momentum. They still are going to pressure Kearney Catholic inbounding the ball here. Holtmeyer will toss it in for James. James has the ball knocked loose. Holtmeyer comes up with it. Passes ahead here to Harrison Pierce. Pierce across the timeline will now hand it off for Blake Holtmeyer, who kicks it off on the left side for Zach Jackson. Jackson back out here for Harrison Pierce. He's being defensed there by Tanner Gideon. They'll get it back out top of the circle here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to step through. Jumper, no good. Baugh pulls down the rebound after Kearney Catholic can't get the shot to go in traffic. Great effort there by Holtmeyer. And now stepping through a double team is Bossart. And we got a timeout for Wood River. Stepping through the double team, and then the double team came right back on him. So Wood River forced to call the timeout with 3:43 to go here. 51-44, Stars lead by 7. Eagles call timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic with a 51-44 lead over Wood River. Wood River calling the timeout, and I love when they do this, to maintain the possession, because this possession is just as important as the final possession of the game. So calling the timeout, I still like, but down to only one timeout are the Eagles. And Kearney Catholic still has four to work with 3:43 to go here. So that'd be a little advantage here for Kearney Catholic. Possession arrow also pointing to the Stars. So everything really pointing in the favor of Kearney Catholic, with the possible exception of fouls. Both teams have only committed three fouls here in the second half. So that's kind of your game reset. Dan Bossart's going to inbound it. They toss it in here for Baugh. Baugh has a backdoor cut, and Jake Skeen couldn't quite handle that pass as Wood River turns the ball over. So Holtmeyer will inbound. Blake Holtmeyer. And I think they called a stoppage here. I looked away for a moment, and I saw the official motioning for a walk, so I wasn't sure what happened. But Kearney Catholic breaks the press, pass up ahead to Messel. Messel's going to drive, and he is fouled. Stars break the press as they were able to just kind of stay ahead of any double team, and they got it up ahead for Mestel, and now Mestel will go to the line and shoot two after the foul was whistled on Matt Renault. So Renault commits the foul. Mestel is going to step the line and shoot two. The first one is on the way, and it is good. So Mestel makes the first to make it now 52-44. And the second free throw is no good. And snagging the rebound after a little hand-to-hand combat is Dylan Mayfield. So Mayfield will snag the bound. And on the dribble here is going to be Damian Martinez. And Martinez is fouled. They're going to call the foul on Mestel, I believe, yeah. they kind of got tangled up, and so the official was actually helping untangle them. And so he had his back to us, and I thought he called a foul, and he did, and it's on Messel. So four fouls against both of these two teams here in the second half. That's the first personal foul on Tyler Messel. Baugh tries the backdoor cut it. Ball's knocked loose by Jackson, but that's a foul. Damian Martinez fouled there by Zach Jackson. And for Zach Jackson, that is going to be his second. The inbound here for Martinez. Martinez working against Zach Jackson. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 42-44. Pass inside, and the shot is blocked by Holtmeyer, but a foul. They got inside for Renaud, and Renaud fouled by a flying, and I do mean flying, Blake Holtmeyer. So we can't give Holtmeyer the block there. We have to give him his second foul of the ball game. And he hit him with the body, apparently. He came up there so quick, I don't know how they saw it because it was just a blur. But Matt Renaud makes the first two free throws. And it's 52-45. Seven-point ball game with 2:57 to go here. Wood River just needs to recreate some of that magic that they had in that first quarter. They look very, very good as they hit 7 of 8 shots in the quarter. Second free throw is no good. Holtmeyer is able to pull down the rebound. So Blake Holtmeyer with another bound here. And they get it up ahead to James. James to Harrison Pierce. Pierce has it across the timeline, and he'll give it off here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer on the dribble, and he'll give it off on the right side to Zach Jackson. Off of the screen, Jackson has the ball knocked loose, but they're going to call a foul on Nate Baugh. And I think Wood River takes umbrage with that call, and the official that made the call may or may not have made the right call, but I don't think he had a great angle at it. 2:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. And maybe Kearney Catholic got a break, maybe they didn't. In any event, it is going to be a foul on Nate Baugh. Blake Holtmeyer to inbound it, and he's going to throw it to Matt Moore, checked in just a moment ago. He has in the backcourt. Moore hasn't played his regular minutes, still kind of nursing that sore ankle. But they need him here as they'll bring it in the offensive zone and give it to Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer going to play a little keep away as right now Wood River pressuring the ball. Mayfield all over Holtmeyer, and they're able to kick it up here to here left side to Zach Jackson. They're trying to trap Jackson, but they're able to get it to Moore. Moore near midcourt gives it off for Blake Holtmeyer. Stars right now are just kind of spreading the floor, not really looking to attack at the moment. And now Holtmeyer with a little jump pass over to Jackson on that right side. He'll give it to Mestel, top of the key. Mestel will kick it off left side here for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has the ball knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by Dylan Mayfield. But Mayfield, again, wasn't able to kind of follow that up. And so it goes out of bounds. So it's going to be Holtmeyer to toss it in, and now Wood River kind of forced to commit the foul, and Harrison Pierce makes the catch. They foul him immediately, so he's going to go to the free throw line. No, they're not. That's just six. That's just six, and we got an intentional foul on a hold here by Damian Martinez. Not only are they going to call a foul, but they're going to call an intentional foul. And the Wood River faithful barking at that a little bit. That's one of those intentional fouls. It was intentional, but I don't know if you call it. Now, I don't know if it was flagrantly intentional. That's not a term. But in any event, Harrison Pierce is going to shoot the free throw here. It is up and good. So he makes the first, and that'll make it 53-45. And after the second free throw, Kearney Catholic will still have the ball, and it is missed. After Martinez is whistled for the foul, and that is going to be his third. So Holtmeyer to inbound for the Stars as they get it in here for Harrison Pierce. An 8-point ball game, and Pierce on the dribble. I think he's going to head back to the free throw line. Harrison on the season coming in tonight was 8 of 16 from the field, so 50% on the season coming in. The foul on Bossart is going to be his fourth. So I mentioned earlier, neither team really in any foul trouble as far as individuals. Well, that's beginning to change here for Wood River. As Bossart has four, Martinez has three. They've already lost the services of Rojas because of a knee injury. The free throw by Pierce is no good. So he misses the front end of the one and one, and here comes Wood River. On that right side, Baugh lost it. Now he'll drive. It has it knocked away by Pierce. And Pierce thought that he hadn't made any contact, but they're going to whistle him for the foul. Now, I don't have a great vantage point, but I didn't think he touched him either. But in any event, to the free throw line, there's going to be Nate Baugh. And he's going to have the front end of a one and one. Minute 32 to go here. Still time for Wood River. They trail it 53-45, especially if they can hit a couple of free throws here. And one of their better shooters, Nate Baugh, is at the line. The 5'10 sophomore will fire it up, and it rolls around and in. Hit the front of the rim, and nice shooter's touch to roll it all the way in. It hits it here. It's technically a two-possession game. As Wood Rivers hit 4-10 from behind the arc, the free throw is up and good. Holtmeyer is going to inbound it, and Matt Moore is fouled. And we're going to go to the other end here as Tanner Gideon commits the foul. Wood River fans say, call it intentional, because it was. I mean, he meant to do it. That actually, I think, had more contact than the one that they did call intentional, to be honest with you. But be careful what you wish for, Wood River. Be careful what you wish for. 6-point ball game right now at the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 here is going to be Matt Moore. Does not have a rebounder down there with him and doesn't need it. Rolls around and is good. Hit the front of the rim, then the back of the rim, then the side of the rim, then the other side of the rim and rolled it in. And now he just shoots a nice little smile over to the Kearney Catholic bench. 7-point ball game, 54-47. He makes both free throws. He's going to come out of the ball game. Checking in is going to be Bryce James. So James will come in for the senior. And he's going to pressure the ball here a little bit as Damian Martinez brings it in the offensive zone, and it goes through the hands of Nate Baugh and out of bounds. Baugh was trying to see where the defender was because he wanted to make a quick little step to the right and make something happen. And that's just kind of playing the situation a little bit there as he was trying to do something extra because his team needs something extra, trailing at 55-47. And kind of a line change here for Wood Rivers. They're going to play some defense as Matt Moore checks back in, and it's going to be a foul that's whistled on Jake Skeen. He's going to be called for the hold, and at the free throw line, Derek Jackson. This will now be two shots from here on out because that's the 10th team foul on the Eagles. The free throw is up and no good. Matt Renaud checking back in. Damian Martinez back in. And Dan Bossart checking back in. Hopefully we'll talk with both head coaches at the conclusion of the game. Scott Carlin from Kearney Catholic and Dave Baugh for the Eagles. Second free throw is no good. Score remains 55-47. Stars left a couple of points on the board there. And the pass on that left side with it here is Bossart. Bossart gives it right wing for Damian Martinez. Martinez picked up there by Jackson. They're going to kick it off left side. Here's the three. Up and good. Timeout, Wood River. Bossart strokes in the three-pointer. Final timeout of the game here for Wood River with 57 seconds to go. They've made it a 5-point ball game. It's 55-50. Timeout Eagles brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
So it's 55-50. And right now, UNK tied with Northwestern Missouri 63-63 as they're heading to overtime. So a nice little game on the other side of town here. Last report from Ravenna, it was a one-point lead for the Blue Jays, 34-33 at the end of three. Here we got a five-point ball game. And the scorers table has a question or two for the officials. Kearney Catholic still has four timeouts left if they want it. And Kearney Catholic may have made an illegal substitution here. Somebody didn't check in. As Kearney Catholic now has six players on the court, and Derek Jackson's going to go sit down. And the scorers table brought it to the attention of the officials. So now they are going to bring Derek Jackson into the game and Harrison Pierce out. So I'm not sure what that was all about. There was a discussion, obviously, the Wood River faithful kind of thought it was a technical. They're hoping for it anyway. That would have been huge if that had been the call. Holtmeyer's inbounding it, and they got to call a timeout. Good pressure there by Wood River. Forces Kearney Catholic to call the 30-second timeout. So quick 30-second timeout here for Wood River, and we'll keep it right here. Earlier tonight, it was Kearney Catholic in girls basketball, 58-32 over Wood River in girls basketball. The Lady Stars are now 11-0 on the season, and Wood River falls to, I lost my sheet here, they fall now to 2-6 on the year. Tomorrow, Wood River will be traveling to Ravenna, and at last report up, Ravenna was leading Donovan Trumbull 34-33 in boys basketball on her sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. And Holtmeyer will inbound it. He gets it in for Moore, and then Moore is fouled on that far sideline. As actually, that ball was passed in really a pretty dangerous area as Wood River was trying to get the turnover there, not the foul, but they got the foul instead. So Matt Moore will step to the line, and he's 11 of 18 heading into tonight's game, so a 61% free throw shooter. Derek Jackson is the best free throw shooter for Kearney Catholic at 67%. Brady Holtmeyer, 2 out of 3. He hasn't been in the line a lot. He's also 67%. Moore hits the first of two. That'll make it now 56-50. This next one's kind of big because it would make it a three-possession game. Right now it's just a two-possession game. Wood River does not have any timeouts left. Second free throw up and good. So Moore makes both of them. And checking back in for the Stars here is going to be Bryce James. So it's James Mestel, Brady Holtmeyer, Harrison Pierce, and Zach Jackson. For Kearney Catholic, Damian Martinez brings it across the timeline. Setting a screen there is Bosshart. They get it off in the corner here for Baugh. Baugh has to step back, has a shot blocked by Jackson. Jackson in the corner, and they got a foul. That was a big, big play by your senior, Zach Jackson. He makes the block, comes up with the basketball, and now he's going to go to the free throw line. And we'll shoot two. 57-50. Jackson will shoot two. By the way, the foul was whistled on Baugh. That's his second. Free throw is up and good. 58-50. Stars now lead by eight. Bending the knees, now firing the free throw is Zach Jackson, and Jackson makes both. Big free throws down the stretch here for Kearney Catholic, and now lead it by nine. Damian Martinez picked up there by Bryce James, kick into the corner. Three, no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer, gets it up ahead here for Jackson. Jackson having trouble getting his hands on it, and the Stars would just kind of wait for the foul. Wood River missed the three, the rebound, and then the long outlet pass by Blake Holtmeyer. And then the pass up ahead, and Jackson, who's hit a couple of free throws. Had he come up with that ball cleanly in the long outlet pass, he probably would have had a layup. But as it stands, he'll step to the free throw line and shoot two. The first one's good. The foul, by the way, on Baugh is his third. With 21.6 seconds left, it's now a 10-point ball game. 60-50. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Second free throw on the way, and it is also good. Stars doing the little things here in the fourth quarter to push that lead out to 11 now, 61-50. Damian Martinez gets it off on the elbow. With it here is Bossart. Bossart gives it back to Baugh. Baugh just didn't get a good pass to him, so he couldn't get the shot off. They want him to shoot the three, but Jackson is right in his grill. Baugh, nice little pass in for Damian Martinez. Martinez with the runner, shot no good. Tip at the buzzer by Mayfield will not fall, and that is your final. 61-50. The Stars had to work for it. Wood River, a vastly improved team over what we've seen over the last few years, and they were pretty hot, but then Kearney Catholic was able to step up the defense and cool them down a little bit in that second half, and the Stars win it here by a score of 61-50. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Solid effort tonight for the Kearney Catholic Stars as they win this one by a score of 61-50. As you know, it wasn't that easy because they trailed by 11 at the end of one quarter of play, but led by Blake Holtmeyer, who had 18 points on the night to go with 10 rebounds. So a double-double tonight for the senior, Blake Holtmeyer, 18 points and 10 rebounds. Stars are able to come up and win this one. Some other stats to kind of jump out at you. Again, the rebounding, pretty balanced. In fact, Wood River unofficially won the rebounding battle 30-28 over Kearney Catholic, but turnovers, unofficially, I had 27 turnovers for Wood River compared to 18 for Kearney Catholic. So those nine extra possessions, and then Kearney Catholic ends up shooting from the field, maybe a little bit better. They did a little bit more damage from behind the arc. They were 3 of 12, whereas Wood River 5 of 13. So Wood River won that battle. But shooting overall, Kearney Catholic just a little bit better. Nine more possessions because of the turnovers, and they were able to capitalize in some layups as a result of those and hit some free throws down the stretch. And the Stars, just slight advantages in terms of shooting, slight advantages in terms of turnovers, and they win this one by a final of 61-50. Now, Wood River, 7 of 8 shooting in that first quarter, so you take out that 7 of 8, their shooting the last three quarters wasn't really that good, but Kearney Catholic was 24 of 35 from the free throw line. And that's not an outstanding percentage, but getting to the line 35 times and scoring 25 points there, they won the free throw battle by 17 points. That's one of those little things that makes a big difference in a game like this, and Kearney Catholic wins it by a score of 61 to 50. Let's take a look at the overall numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Wood River. And again, I will remind you that we really plan on talking with both head coaches, beginning with Wood River here in a little bit. Well, it depends on who comes out first here. But I'll tell you what, Dave Baugh has to be pretty happy with how Nate played tonight. Nate Baugh finished with 21 points on the night, as well as three rebounds. Dan Bossart also in double digits tonight for the Eagles. He finished with 10 points. Matt Renault with 7. Jaime Rojas, who had a knee injury. We don't know the extent of it, but he left the game in the third quarter. Rojas with 4 points. Damian Martinez with 2. Tanner Gideon with 2. Chris Loy with 2. And Dylan Mayfield with 2 points on the night as well. Checking the numbers here for Kearney Catholic. And we mentioned it already that an outstanding effort tonight by the Stars, Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer with 18 points on the night. Zach Jackson, who we weren't sure Derek was going to play, but Zach, we knew he was going to play. We just didn't know he was going to play this well. He finished with 17 points. So Holtmeyer with 18 points, 17 points for Zach Jackson. Tyler Mestel with 9 points in the game. Harrison Pierce with 6. Matt Moore in limited time tonight finished with 5 points. Bryce James with 2. Derek Jackson with 2. Brady Holtmeyer with 2 points tonight in the game as well. We mentioned Holtmeyer, a double-double, 18 points, 10 rebounds unofficially. Tyler Mestel had 5 rebounds, 4 rebounds for Zach Jackson, and Brady Holtmeyer finished with 4 rebounds as well. Kearney Catholic now moves to 5-5 on the season. Wood River falls to 6-3. The Stars tomorrow travel to Grand Island to take on the Crusaders. We'll have that game for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And kind enough to get himself all situated and working his way back up here is Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. And I tell you what, that first quarter made you kind of wonder whether or not you guys are going to be able to run with these guys. Because boy, did they shoot the ball in that first quarter.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times we thought we gave them too many open looks. We talked about, hey, we got to get a hand up. We knew they were shooters. Let's make them put it on the floor and actually get to the hoop. But, you know, our guys responded really well. We got down on them a little bit, but we battled back, and they had a great second quarter, I felt like.
Yeah, that's really where they kind of turned the tide, took the lead back, never gave it up from that point on. I guess one of the stats that jumps out at me when I look at everything, I mean, a little bit of an advantage in terms of you guys forced more turnovers than they did. Rebounding was pretty much a wash. But free throw shooting, holy cow, you guys got to the free throw line 35 times tonight.
You know, we talked a lot about attacking the hoop a lot, and I think that came down that we attacked, and at times Wood River was shooting the ball so well early, they were content shooting the ball from outside instead of getting to the lane, and that proved to be huge. You know, we told those guys we got to get there. Our goal was to shoot 18 more free throws than them, and I don't know if we quite got there, but we did our best to try that.
Well, I can double-check that for you here in just a second. It's not all on one sheet here, but they got to the free throw line 9 times. You guys got there 35. So you won that one, you know, 26 more free throw attempts. And again, you know, the shooting from the field was pretty balanced for the game, but they were 7-8 in that first quarter. So you really cooled them down to bring them kind of back to your level from that point on.
Yeah, we started mixing up defenses early. We probably played too much man-to-man, just trying to feel them out, seeing how Matt and Derek's ankles were, and kind of decided to throw a few wrinkles. We went to a little full-court zone trap a little bit, and then we trapped some in the corner. And I think as much as anything, they turned the ball over some, and it rattled them more on what they could do once they got the ball past our traps and stuff like that, because they weren't able to get comfortable, I didn't feel like.
Well, even in the half-court set, I really felt like you guys kept them from running their offense. They were content to maintain the possession, not necessarily really getting that many good looks from that point on.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about keeping the ball to one side, and against a team like Wood River, if they can reverse the ball and swing the ball, they're very dangerous. And that second quarter on, especially that second quarter, they were on one side the whole time, basically. Then your defense doesn't have to move as much, and I thought that was a big key for us.
You mentioned Matt. He's got the sore ankle. Derek Jackson has the sore ankle. You know, I think they both limited time that they were out there. overall, how do you think their play was? How do you think their ankles are?
You know, I think they're okay. They're obviously going to be sore, and they got to keep icing and keep on top of that. But I thought they responded really well, and they did a great job of letting me know, hey, I got to come out right now. I'm not feeling like I'm helping the team. They came out, hey, how do you feel 2-3 minutes later? And sometimes it was, no, I'm not ready yet. Other times it was, yep, I can go here. And they went out and played as hard as they could, and then subbed them out again.
Yeah. Well, again, be a nice question tomorrow, how they're going to feel tomorrow, because you got a game tomorrow against Grand Island Central Catholic as well. Guy that also stepped up for you tonight, hit a couple of big three-pointers and back-to-back possessions when Wood River made a little mini run at you in that third quarter. Tyler Mestel comes up, and he has a nice game for you tonight.
Yeah, Tyler really played well after the first quarter and a half, especially for us. I mean, he started a little slow, but once he responded, he responds extremely well, and that's the second two-thirds of the game or whatever is how we know he's closer to being capable. I still think there's more that he can do for us, but he's starting to believe in himself more, and he started to realize it, and he hit two big shots for us. So that was nice to see from him.
Yeah, we're, you know, again, this is going to be a very competitive conference race. Obviously, Wood River is vastly improved and looking pretty good. Tonight, Donovan Trumbull wins against Ravenna. So it's just going to be a great conference race.
Yeah, you know, guys are always joking about we don't want the fans to leave, so we don't start fast, or, you know, we let them come back. I just, for once, you know, maybe like to get on a team and just see if we can put them away. But, you know, anytime you get a victory, especially one in conference, it's a very nice feeling. And we only have about 3 more home games left, so it's nice that our seniors are coming out and leading the way, and the guys are responding, we can pick up a win.
Yeah, well, it won't be easy tomorrow either at Grand Island Central Catholic. Real quick, what's the key tomorrow?
We got to limit Johan inside. They got 2 dynamite shooters. We got to make them put the ball on the floor, I think. And we got to take better shots ourselves than we did the first time.
And we'll have a game on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM tomorrow. Scott, thanks. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Randy.
Once again, our final 61-50, Kearney Catholic with the win over Wood River. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Dave Baugh, the head coach of Wood River. That's coming up as we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic, Hope Coliseum, your final 61-50, Kearney Catholic with the win over Wood River. The Eagles fall to 6-3 on the season. Kind enough to talk to us about it is Dave Baugh, the head boys basketball coach here at Wood River. And great effort tonight. You started so hot, you know, hitting seven of your first eight shots in that first quarter and really doing everything you wanted to do. That offense, very difficult to run the offense any better than you did in that first quarter.
Yeah, I'm happy with that, but we really dropped off in second quarter. They put some pressure on us, and we kind of reverted back from last year a little bit, trying to play fast without possession of the ball and not meeting passes, not making good choices. And, you know, like I said before the show started, we're young. You know, we're only playing starting one senior, and everybody's learning as we're going here. So, you know, we'll take our lumps now, and then hopefully we'll – you know, get better for the conference tournament here in a couple 3 weeks. So.
Yeah, and that was what we talked before the game. You guys are young, but really a pretty headsy team because when you guys had the advantage with the fast break, there was some great passing out there.
Yep, the kids see the floor well. They're gym rats. They play anytime they get to all summer. If we don't have weights or open gym, they're out on the blacktop playing all the time. They play on Sundays. Even if we have had a game on a Saturday night, and if it's nice out, they go out and play. So that's the key. If you got kids that want to play and work hard, and it helps a lot when you're undersized and young.
And Nate hit some big shots for you, finished with 21 points on the night. Talk a little bit about his play.
he did all right. He did some smart things, but in the second quarter and also in the tail end, he was trying to go too fast and took his eyes off the ball, and ball went right through his hands a couple times, and made some bad decisions on passes. Plus, we had some guys not meeting passes either. So, but you know, he's growing. You know, he's only a sophomore, and I guess I put a lot of pressure on him. You know, being the coach's son and all, he takes some abuse. So, but that's just part of it.
Well, and I even said at the time, it's kind of one of those things that you need to do a little bit more, because that was kind of the situation that you ended up being in. I mean, you had to kind of take some chances down the stretch.
Yes. You know, missing Jaime, outside shooter, that really hurt us a lot. You know, Damon came in, played solid for us. He started for Matt Renault and everything. And Dan hit a nice three-pointer towards the tail end. So, you know, it's just a learning experience. You know, we'll bounce back. We'll play hard again tomorrow night. And hopefully we'll turn the tables.
Well, Jaime did make a great defensive play. And on that play, unfortunately, got injured a little bit. We kind of talked about this before we got on the air here just a moment ago. Sorry, we know the answer to the question I'm going to ask, but for on the air, what do you know about that knee injury?
I talked to my assistant while the trainer looked at him. Jaime said he heard a pop. So who knows? I don't know if if it's an ACL or it's just a sprain or what. I haven't talked to the trainer yet and to find out for sure what's going to go on. But I'm sure, you know, if he heard a pop and he's limping pretty good now, I just saw him with the ice bag on. I get a chance to talk to him, so I'm assuming he'll probably be out for, you know, tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, well, I hope it isn't any more than
that. No, season ending. Yeah, I don't want that.
Well, I mean, you know. And heck of a ball player.
Yeah,
I mean that really hurt you tonight. That is a factor in tonight's game. Would you not agree?
Well, one of the factors, and us just not playing as well as we have been, and just, you know, making bad decisions and things like that, like we discussed before. So, you know, we'll miss Jaime, and hopefully he'll bounce back, and we'll get him in the rotation again later on. So
tomorrow you head to Ravenna, and they're going to be in a bad mood because they got beat tonight by Donovan Trumbull. So talk a little bit about the fact that not only are they kind of maybe a little stirred up, but where are you going to face tomorrow?
You know, they run kind of similar offenses, dribble, drive, and kick. They have some good shooters. You know, we know that. They're well coached. They defend well. You know, we just got to bring our A game and do our best and keep it close and give our a shot, you know, in the fourth quarter, you know. Other than that, hopefully you just play a little bit better and I have 23 turnovers.
Well, and hopefully Jaime can come back quickly. That'll be a big boost in your arm. You can see the growth of this team, though. I mean, guys are certainly heading in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. From last year till present, I can't be any happier with the effort. I mean, we got a great work ethic. Everybody works hard. You know, we don't drop off that much when, you know, I sub in. I try to play nine. The scoring's not as efficient, but the defense and rebounds, just the role players, they come in and spell the starters, and they do a good job for me. So I'm just happy with the effort, and if we can continue that, good things are going to happen for us.
One last question. I'm not trying to stir anything up, but Kearney Catholic got to the free throw line 35 times. You guys got there 9. I think their penetration is one of those factors. Is that really kind of the telling factor in this game?
Yeah, because we're shooting – Dan Bossart shoots 95% from the line. My son shoots about 92% from the line. Matt Renault shoots 85% of the line. You know, if we got on the line, you know, who knows what would have happened? Who knows? You know, it's over with now. But if we foul people and stop the clock and let them shoot with the clock stopped, you know, it's going to affect us. You know, and it's going to hurt us in the long run. And you know, we just got to play smarter. We got to play better ball defense and not allow them to dribble penetrate as much as they did. But we did pick up a few charges here and there, and that's motivating for everybody. But, you know, just we try to instill protecting the house, and at times we didn't do that very well. You know, obviously we were behind, and then we had to hack them, you know, going up for shots. So.
Right, and that changes those stats a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, best luck to you downstairs.
Appreciate
the time. That's Dave Ball, the head boys basketball coach here at Wood River. They fall to 6-3. Your final in boys basketball here in the game was 61-50. The Kearney Catholic girls also won tonight 58-32 over the Lady Eagles. Tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio, North Platte is in town to take on the Kearney High Bearcats. We'll have the girl-boy doubleheader for you tomorrow right here on ESPN. On our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll be in Grand Island as the Stars travel to take on Grand Island Central Catholic. And again, that we'll have that girl boy doubleheader for you on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, our final 61-50 in the boys' game, as well as a win for the girls of Kearney Catholic, 58-32. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Jeff Babel back in the studio. Thanks so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.